You can get your Bibles and open them up to the book of Romans in the 8th chapter. Somewhere in there we will start. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry. Oh, what on earth thou art calling? Oh, do not pass me by. Not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. Oh, why on earth is thou calling? Oh, pass me by. I'm crying, Savior, oh, hear my humble cry. Oh,
not pass me by.
Come on and give him some praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I got to peel just a little bit. Man. Come on and give God some praise. Amen. How many got your Bibles open up to the 8th chapter of Romans? Amen. Well, all right. We're going to start down at the 35th verse. How many know that the life that you're living, there are things that want to separate you from what God has promised you and that God is trying to move you into? It wants to separate you from your peace of mind. It wants to separate you from the joy that you have in your heart. It wants to separate you from the financial blessing that you have. It wants to separate you from so many things. It wants to separate you from the mercy that God has given you. It wants to separate you from the strength that you have. It wants to separate you. What it wants is for you to have a hole in your soul so that you can't hear from God. But I got news for you. God said, if God be for you, who can be against you? Oh, somebody hear me today. God said, if I be for you, who can be against you? If God is for you, nothing can be against you. If God is for you, no weapon that is formed against you has the ability to prosper or to overrun you or overtake you. Why? Because God said, if I be for you, that means that I'm fighting your battle for you. That means I'm standing in the gap for you. That means that I'm uplifting you. That means that I'm keeping you. That means that I'm healing you. That means that I'm delivering you. That means that I'll set you free. Hallelujah. The word of the Lord says in the 35th verse, who shall separate us? The word separated in the Greek means to set off or by bounds or to separate or to bind you up so that you will be separated, that you will not be able to do the things that God has called you or purpose for you to do. And the word who doesn't just mean a person. It can be an inanimate object, something that you like, something that you, I shouldn't say this, but maybe something you worship. Maybe you worship a car or you worship a home or you worship going to dinner every day or something that you decide that is more important to do than to go to the house of God or than to worship or to study the word of God. These things become things that you worship, and anything that you put before him and you worship it, it becomes your God. And the word says, he shall have no other God before him. Oh, it's quiet in this house. Glory to God. Who shall separate us? And I like the word us because it's just not talking about individual, Brother Eric, but it's talking about us as a body, us as a corporate member. That means that we have to look out for each other to keep each other from being separated from the things in God. But we're so busy and so caught up being busybodies and minding everybody else's affairs, we can't hear from God. When God said, pray for your sister, pray for your brother, because they need to be upheld in the ministry. I knew it was going to get quiet on that one. Glory to God. Yeah, nothing, no one, no thing, whether it be high or whether it be low, has the ability to separate or pull us off or to bind us up from the love of God. The love of God here is agapeo. What it means, agape, nothing can separate us from the favor of God, because we know the favor of God can get you indoors. The favor of God can make men bow down to you. The favor of God can cause men to give unto your bosom. The favor of God can do things for you that other people cannot do. Being having the favor of God will make you blessed financially when you shouldn't be blessed. The favor of God will give you healing in your body when you don't deserve healing. The favor of God will make things happen that you never thought could happen. I cannot live without the favor of God in my life, Rev. I've got to have favor in my life, because favor translates into blessing. Favor translates into deliverance. Favor translates into healing. Favor translates into peace of mind. Favor translates into everything that I've called upon God for. You need the favor of God in your life. Therefore, you can't allow nothing to separate you or pull you apart or take you down or make you lose your mindset on what God has promised you. Hey, my God, hallelujah, Jesus. Ah, but there's some things that come. There's some things that come that'll work on your mind, They work on your heart, they work on your spirit, and they work on your flesh to make you forget that God's love is more than anything that you could possibly have in your life. It wants you to forget that you've been made to be more than an overcomer, that you've been made a conqueror. These things come in your life to bind up your thoughts and to steal your attitude and to mess up your joy and to make you feel like you don't have any peace and make you feel like you can't make it and make you see that you can't then see before you the things that God has promised you. Come into your life wanting you to forget about what God has promised you, what the prophecy said, that you are going to be blessed and you are going to be healed and delivered. These things come into your life to steal your focus. Amen. The church is in ICU. How many know what ICU is? Oh, my God, my God, my God. Ah, that's where we are. Ah, we are in intensive care unit. How many understand that? But the good thing about being in an intensive care unit, they usually got somebody there that can help you. Being in God's intensive care unit means that God has the remedy for your situation. But you can't allow things to separate you from your mindset and from the focus of God. It says here, you can't let nothing separate you from the love of Christ, shall tribulation. Lord have mercy. Or distress. Is that what it says? Or persecution. Or famine. Or nakedness, or peril of sword. Now, I know a whole lot of folks that's done run out of God because of tribulation. I know a whole lot of folks that's done give up on God because of distress. I know a whole lot of folks that's done run because of persecution. I know a whole lot of folks that's done give up because of famine. And I know a whole lot of folks that's done give up because of nakedness and peril of sword because they have convinced themselves that because they're going through this, God ain't there. But I got news for you. There ain't nothing new up under the sun that you don't go through that God don't know you going through it. Don't you understand something? If you're going through something, God is trying to teach you something. If you're not getting understanding and knowledge from whatever trial you're going through, if you're not getting understanding from your persecution, if you're not getting understanding from your tribulation, if you're not getting understanding from your peril, if you're not getting understanding from your nakedness, if you're not getting understanding from your distress, then you missed out on what God is trying to teach you. God is trying to prepare us for that great day. We're living in the last days, but it's going to wax worse and worse and worse and worse. And you've got to be prepared. What you used yesterday to get you to this point, you won't be able to use to get you to the next point. Somebody say hallelujah. I don't know about you, but with all the hell I'm going through, I'm determined nothing's going to separate me from the love of God. I'm not going to let my mind separate me from what God has promised me. I'm not going to let my heart pull me away from what God has promised me. I'm not going to let my flesh pull me away from what God has promised me. I'm not going to let situations and persecutions and afflictions and hardships separate me from what God has promised me. Sure, it's going to hurt. Sure, it's painful. Sure, you don't know what to do about it, but I got news for you. That's why the Bible says you have to pray without ceasing. And then you have to fast to bring your flesh under subjection to the very word of God. Sometimes you can't get what you need from God because the Bible says these things coming up by fasting and prayer. That don't mean get somebody else to do it for you. That means you do it yourself. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. We got a whole lot of tribulation and distress or persecution. But it doesn't mean a thing because God said his power, his grace is more than sufficient. Grace is translated into cherish, and cherish is translated into love. His love is more than sufficient for whatever it is you may be going through. But let me tell you something, saints. You can't find the love of God if you're not in the place where the love is. Well, somebody thinking he means a church. I'm not talking about this building. I'm talking about the presence of God. You can be in the presence of God in your car. You can be in the presence of God in your home. You can be in the presence of God walking down the street on 7 Mile. But you got to make sure you're in his presence. And the only way you can be in his presence is by meditating upon the very thing that he is, the word of God. Casting down imagination. Oh, man, Brother Tim, Pastor Tim, let me get it right. Folks screwed up because they haven't learned how to cast down reasonings. We've reasoned in ourselves while we're sick. We reason within ourselves while we're not blessed. We reason within ourselves while this circumstance is happening. We reason within ourselves while we're being persecuted. We reason within ourselves while we're being afflicted. Stop reasoning within yourself and understand that all these things come that God might make you and create into you that which he has promised you. How many want to be called the sons of God? How many don't just want to be called the sons of God, but you want to manifest what a son of God meant? Come on, y'all don't hear me. Being a son of God means you got to go through something. Jesus said, these things that I do, you gonna do also. But all we think about is laying hands on the sick, raising the dead, opening up deaf ears, opening up blind eyes. He said, these things that I do, you shall do also. That means that the hell that I'm going through, you're going to go through. If they kill me, they're going to kill you. If they persecute me, they're going to persecute you. If they hate me, they're going to hate you. If they dislike me, they're going to dislike you. If they beat me, they're going to beat you. Whatever it is that they do to me, you can expect it 2 times over. That's why the word of God says, think it not strange, the fiery trials that you're going through. And baby, it's like fire. Feel like your skin is burning. Look at this 36th verse. As it is written. The word written means engraved and described, inscribed. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. On the account of Christ, we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Kill means to be sacrificed or put to death. But what screwed me up, Mother Grundy, was the fact that who was this that's putting us to death? Who is this that's sacrificing us? Then it dawned on me when I got to reading the book of Job, I realized something. God removed the heads around Job and he sacrificed him. God sacrificed Jeremiah. God sacrificed Nehemiah. God just sacrificed Jonah. He sacrificed David. He sacrificed all the men of the Bible. He sacrificed Paul. He sacrificed John. He even sacrificed his own son. Oh, Lord, have mercy. So what makes us think that we're not sacrificial lambs? The Bible says present yourself a living sacrifice. That means that you are a sacrifice, but you're living. That means that you're going through hell, but you're living. That means people don't like you, but you're living. That means people hate you, but you're living. That means people are talking about you, but you're living. That means your finances might not be what you want them to be, but you're still living. That means you might not have the things that you would like to have, but you're still living. That means that your mind is in turmoil, but you're still living. That means your body may be sick, but you're still what? Living. That means you might have all the limbs that you're supposed to have, but you're still living. You may not be able to get around the way you want to get around, but you're still what? You're still living. Why? Because you are a sacrificial lamb. Sacrificial lambs do what? In spite of their circumstances, they still commit themselves to God. Lord, have mercy. Oh, we are accounted for the sheep for the slaughter. Amen. And if you look at nay, in all these things, we are more than. So even though we're persecuted, we're more than a conqueror. Even though we're going through tribulation, we're more than a conqueror. Even though we're distressed, we're more than a conqueror. Even though we have famine, we are more than a conqueror. Even though we are nakedness and peril of sword, we are still more than a conqueror. Why? Because God is the conqueror, and if he is in us, he makes us a conqueror. Therefore, we have to conquer and overcome the things that we have to deal with. It says, nay, in all these things, we are more than a conqueror. Not just a conqueror, but more. Exalted, high above more. A high more conqueror. Meaning that you are not just a natural conqueror, but you are a spiritual conqueror. That means that you can see those things that are not as though they are and go on anyway. Your flesh will tell you to give up. Your mind will tell you that it can't happen. But the Spirit of the living God, which is liberty, will tell you, regardless of what you're going through, you have to fight the good fight of faith. You have to run this race with patience. You have to have faith in God. And if you have faith in God, it is impossible to please God without faith. So if you want to please Him, you got to have faith. And once you please God, you'll find out that your circumstance isn't really your circumstance. You'll find out that your trial don't belong to you. You'll find out that your persecution don't belong to you. Your sickness don't belong to you. Whatever it is you're going through, it belongs to God. Well, if it belongs to God, why don't you let Him have it? That's what I keep telling myself. If it belongs to God, let Him have it. Let God deal with it. Glory. I'm more than a conqueror through Him that loved us. We are conquerors because there is somebody on the inside of us that gives us strength, that gives us ability beyond ourselves, that strengthens us from the soles of our feet to the very tops of our head. There are times you were ready to give up, but something began to stir up in you and made you want to keep fighting and made you want to press on. Some of you have been in some of the worst situations in your life, but you decided that you were not going to give up because there was something on the inside of you talking into your inner ear, talking into your inner spirit, talking to your soul, telling you, don't give up, but stand. And having done all to stand, keep standing. And they told you to cast down imaginations, to pull down principalities, but leave God at all costs. Don't you give up. Because when the enemy comes in like a flood, God will raise up a standard against whatever it is you're going through. And you have to trust God. We're almost done. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm feeling this thing this morning. So we are conquerors through Him that loved us, meaning that He gave His life that we might be a conqueror. He gave His life that we might have the power that He has in our lives to overcome. They spat on Him. They kicked Him. They nailed Him up on the cross. They stuck a spear in His side. They did everything they could imaginably do to Him, but He not opened up His mouth and uttered a word. He took it. Somebody don't like us. Oh, Lord. Why are they talking about me? I've been good. Recognize this one thing. If you're serving God, if the Spirit of the living God is in you, it don't take it personal. If they don't like you, don't take it personal. If they hate you, don't take it personal. If they persecute you, don't take it personal. If they afflict you, don't take it personal. Why? Because it's not you that they're coming against, but it's the God that's in you that they don't like. Paul, the man of God. Now, you know this joker been through some stuff. He said, we've been accounted as sheep for the slaughter. But nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. For I am persuaded. The word persuaded means you have to convince yourself. I can't convince you. Elder Grundy can't convince you. The associate pastors can't convince you. Whoever other preachers can't convince you, a prophet can't. If a prophet came floating down from the ceiling, he can't convince you. You have to convince yourself. Just like when everything happened to David, he did what? He had to encourage himself. And there was only one way he could do it, was reach down into his spirit and remind himself of what God had already brought him from and come to the understanding that if God did it once, He can do it again. How many hear me? If God did it once, He can do it again. Oh, y'all don't hear me this morning. Amen. I am persuaded. I have convinced myself through the word of God, through the power of God, that neither death nor life. Oh, my God. Things natural or things spiritual? Y'all listen closely. Nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. Nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to do what? Separate us from the what? The love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I'm convinced myself that nothing, not a cotton picking thing, can separate me. Not life, nor death, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, has the ability or the power to make me forget who my God is. Make me forget what my God has done for me. Make me forget what my God will do for me. And make me forget who my God is. None of these things will separate my mindset from that He is the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. He's the Majesty on high. He's the Great I Am. He's the wheel in the middle of a wheel. He's Jehovah Jireh. He's Jehovah Elohim. He's Jehovah Rapha. Anything that I need Him to be, He shall be. He's that one in the midnight hour that I call out to, that brings forth and delivers me. He's that one that when I was sick, He healed my body when they said I couldn't make it. He's that one that when I was trying to be shot at, He protected me. I'm telling you, God is a great God. He is a merciful God. He is a wonderful God. All you got to do is put your confidence in Him and watch Him work. Oh, my God. None of these things going to separate me. No, not angels going to separate me. I'm not going to let no angels separate me. I'm not going to let no principalities separate me. I'm not going to let no powers that ain't of God separate me. I'm not going to let things present or things to come. Things present, like folks running around here acting crazy. I'm not going to let that. I hit a nerve on that one. I'm not going to let folks separate me from the love of God or things to come. Things that's going to come out of the other stuff. You can't separate me. My mind's made up. My heart is sick that whatever God has for me is for me. And the only way that I can get it is by standing in the promise of God. Having stood all the stand, to keep standing. Put on the helmet of salvation. The breastplate of righteousness. Hey, I'm running this race. If you want to make it the way you go, you better keep running. If you want to make it the way you go, you better stand on the promise of God. Don't let nothing separate you from that which God has given you. God has got something great for you, but you got to keep standing. My God. Somebody ain't getting this. Hallelujah. You going through all kind of hell in your house. Going through all kind of hell on your job. Going through all kind of hell in your spirit, in your soul. And you hear the word of the Lord and it don't move you? Oh, nothing. I like it because he says, nor height, nor depth, things spiritual or natural, nor any other creature. You see that? Any other creature. Well, you can look at creature in a whole lot of different ways. You can look at creatures talking about worms and and cats and rats and dogs and frogs and butterflies and centipedes and all that kind of stuff. But we're talking about creatures with a different nature. We're talking about creatures that live according to their own selfishness and their own beliefs. Yeah, and they'll try to press them up on you, saying that God told them. That's why you have to judge the spirit. Try it by the spirit. That's why we got so many folks messed up in their heads today, because somebody done went to them and told them God said. Yes. That's the creature he's talking about here. No other creature. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I bet you didn't expect that one. That means created thing. You say, well, creatures aren't created. Oh, man isn't created. Yeah, he is. He has a created attitude. He has an attitude that he created all by himself. I better close this one out. Hallelujah. Nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able. It can't. It's impossible. Shall be able. It's not possible, Sister Paulette, for it to separate me or to pull me apart or pull me down, Sister Sherry, or make me think that I'm not going to make it, or make me think that I will not succeed, or make me think that I will not fulfill the destiny that God has set before me. Don't be moved by what you see. Don't be moved by what you hear. Don't be moved by what you feel. Only be moved by the word of God and by the moving of God's spirit. Because if you get caught up in your emotions, if you get caught up in your feelings, you're going to mess around and miss God. Oh, nothing shall be able to separate us from the love or the agape of God, the favor of God. Amen. God has moved for so many of you and showed you his favor. When they said you couldn't, you did. When they said you wouldn't, you did. When they said it can't happen, it happened. When they said it wouldn't rain, it rained. When you said you wouldn't be blessed, you were blessed. Why? Because God's favor is more powerful than any other thing. Amen. Lord, have mercy. The love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. My God, my God. Glory to God. So if you killed all day long, rejoice. God trying to separate you from something that's trying to keep you from moving into a higher realm with him anyway. The problem is we don't want to turn it loose. We want to hold on to it because we get pleasure out of it. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. We're going to close this out right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Everybody stand. Don't worry, I won't be preaching tonight. Rev will. But I don't know. He worse than I am. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody tell him thank you. Father, we thank you for your word today. We hope that it has been a blessing to our lives and that it will increase us and that it will move for us, Father, like only you can. This morning, we're going to have an altar call. There's some folks up in here that need to rededicate their lives to God. I know you think you got it all together. And you think you're perfect. But there are some situations in your life. In your life. That if Jesus came at this moment. It might possibly keep you from leaving with him. You don't want to take that chance. How many understand what I'm saying? Amen. You can't let nothing separate you from the love of God. So I'm going to ask those that would like to come down. And rededicate their lives to God to come right now. Let Jesus lead you. Let Jesus lead you. Let him lead you all the way. The way up to heaven. Let Jesus lead you all the way. He's a mighty good leader. He's a mighty good leader. He's a mighty good leader. All the way. All the way. A mighty good leader all the way. Let Jesus lead you. Let Jesus lead you. Let Jesus lead you all the way. All the way up to heaven. Let Jesus lead. You lift your hands and repeat after me. Father, forgive me of my sins. Wash me in your precious blood. Cleanse my mind, my heart, and my soul. Take me back, Lord, into the place where I once was, that I might love you, care for you, pray to you, fast for you, and meditate on you all the day long. Father, that I might not slip and dip, but I might hold fast my profession of faith. And Father, I honor you right now. I rededicate my life unto you, my mind, my soul, and my body belongs to you. Father, in the name of Jesus, as they have rededicated their lives unto you, Lord God, now you're going to do a great work in their lives. You're going to strengthen them. You're going to fortify them. Lord God, and you're going to bring them back into the place that they want to be back into. But Father, we give you the praise and the glory and the honor for moving on every life, Lord God, for strengthening every life, for encouraging every life. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for salvation today, because this is what it's all about, salvation. So Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask your blessing upon each and every one, moved by your spirit, Lord God. Lord God, give them the strength and the ability and to conquer and overcome every affliction and every persecution and everything that comes against them that tries to separate them from this commitment and from this love that they have just committed them to. Father, I thank you today and I bless your name in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on and give them a praise. Elders, come down here and give them a hug. Hallelujah.